to CRG's interview and Secrets of Success series. I have Cindy Avard with us today from Huntsville Hospital. Welcome, Cindy.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. So for the purposes of the audience, Cindy, tell us a little bit about your position as well as who is Huntsville Hospital?
Well, certainly. We are down south in Huntsville, Alabama. And our hospital and hospital system is comprised of it's an 800-bed hospital site. And more hospitals are kind of falling under our umbrella to where I bet we've got, maybe about 1,000 beds total now.
So you have some others that have joined you. And Cindy, what's your specific role and responsibility at Huntsville?
Well, my title is Workforce Development Specialist. Our new employees, when they come on board, I kind of coordinate that orientation day and introduce, make sure they're in a good spot and make sure that they know where they're going to be the next day and kind of give them an overview of the hospital and get them started on the right foot. And so I coordinate that, and also our customer service that has become more and more critical to the success of healthcare. I am very involved in teaching and kind of coordinating that schedule in our series of customer service classes. I teach PSI as a communication tool. And we also have coordinated and organized a Reach for Balance series for our employees so that we recognize as employers that our staff have issues outside of the hospital as well as at work, and we try and balance that through some courses to assist them.
What would be some things that you would cover in that area? So how are you helping your staff outside of the hospital?
Well, some of the topics are very interesting, what we end up with. Originally, we felt that finances was something that really was a challenge to our employees, and dealing with that, if we can help them with budgets and some counseling and some assistance there, whether it's buying a house or a car or just balancing a checkbook. We had a financial representative come in and offer some series of classes for all the different shifts of the hospital so that people are exposed to that. And then a healthy cooking class. We had a chef in there and a dietitian who spoke on proper nutrition. And as nurses here, they're not always the healthiest one. They're always taking care of others, so they don't always take care of themselves. So our challenge is to find ways to make that easy for them to take care of themselves. And then security, personal security classes. And in fact, what we have coming up next week is a couponing class, which is just filled to the gills. It's just amazing how everyone's coming to that class.
It's amazing what television can do for certain items out there, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's been a lot of fun doing these classes, and I think the employees appreciate it.
It sounds as if the value set, though, at Huntsville is really to take care of their staff or their workforce so that they can take care of your clients.
Absolutely. We know that if our staff is not happy, our patients aren't going to be happy. They can see through a false smile. They can tell when there's not teamwork going on. They're not blind to, you know, some disgruntled employees. And so if we can keep the employees happy and make sure their life's going as smooth as we can help do, then they're going to be better nurses and better caregivers.
Well, that's awesome. And I mean, it's great to have those kinds of values. Now, you've been at the hospital for how many years now?
I've been here 13 years.
13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Huntsville Hospital has been using CRG's personal style indicator, I think, even for longer than that. I think it's getting closer to 15 years or somewhere in that range there.
That sounds about right.
Go ahead. So how is Huntsville using the personal style indicator? Where have you used it within the context of workforce development and and the organization. What are the different applications that you've integrated that in?
Well, I think when it first started, and that was probably, it was in its infancy, you know, when I came on board 13 years ago, and I think it was used as a just an identifying yourself type of tool. But I think we've developed it into not just understanding yourself, but it's actually a communication tool, and that we use it as almost an initial step as we grow employees to understanding teamwork and working together and growing the organization within our vision and our mission and our values of the hospital.
So how do you actually use it? Do you use it one-on-one, or do you use it in a seminar format? How do you typically use the personal style indicator?
We will have a class once a month, and it's about a 2.5 to 3 hour class. And within that class, we explain kind of the development of the tool and how it, a little bit of the theory behind it and what you have done in creating the tool. And then we go into just explaining how the personal style, we just explain the model, how personal style is one part of your whole personality, that there is many areas, you know, your environment and your social, all the different areas play a part into your total personality, but your personal style is it's the way you're wired, it's the way you were made way back when, and it's what you revert back to during stress, and it's where you're comfortable, and it's what's sustainable for you. So we kind of explain all of that before we actually take the assessment.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And so then when we take the assessment, you know, we want to express to, you know, be very clear-minded when you're taking it. Take it the way you feel, not the way you expect others to feel about you or the way you think others think of you or what people expect of you. You know, answer it true and be honest to yourself. And so then after they take the assessment, we also will go through, you know, all the different, you know, the B and the C and the I and the A. We'll go through each one and explain it and give the strengths and the challenges. And as we explain each one, I tell them they're going to recognize, if they don't recognize themselves, they're going to recognize someone else that they either work with, live with, you know, play with, whatever. They're going to recognize someone. And so as a communication tool, you use this as, yes, to recognize yourself, to recognize those around you, but then also to be ready to style shift and to be ready to see where they're coming from so that you can communicate better with them and you can essentially, as I go through the explanation, and I say this at the get-go, that, you know, why would the hospital pay? Because the employees can take this for free, and they get, you know, the in-depth book as far as, you know, and the personal style indicator book and the job style indicator, and then some handouts that I create. But I say the hospital wants to invest in you this way so that it does better the organization. If you can better understand yourself, better understand your coworkers, you're going to work better as a team. You're going to better serve the organization. We're going to be more efficient, and we're going to go from good to great as a goal of ours.
Awesome. So, now, what do you think the impact has been? And I have some other questions, but do you feel that this process has affected client care or customer care at your hospital?
Yes, because as using personal style indicator, they can see as they do their own career development and as they see their strengths, they can actually, you know, honor that about themselves. Maybe they aren't good at one thing, but they sure are good at this other thing, and that's what they want to grow at, and that is fine. They don't have to be like that other person. So they're more comfortable in their own skin, and they can just do their job better, they're going to affect their customers. They're going to affect their patients that they see and the family members that come in stressed, and they all come in, with their own strengths and difficulties, and they can better handle those situations. So, yes.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And obviously, I mean, that's you want to help the team, but that has to also convert into helping the clients which you serve there at Huntsville Hospital. What has been sort of the overall response from staff members when you go through these tools and resources with them? What's sort of the experience that you have from their side or their perspective? What do they say to you?
And each of, well, within the class, the first part of the class, they may not be totally engaged. You know, they're listening to a little bit of chatter, for a while there. But then their interest starts to peak as we get into a little bit more of discussion about the tool and how it kind of works into their lives. And their evaluations, as they finish the class, they're very interested in having their family. They want to take it back so their families can do it. They want to send their coworkers. When we do this, we use the job style indicator also. So we're able to, side by side with their job style graph and their personal style graph, we can look at those and see, what's sustainable for you. This is, we have all of these, but notice that, you need B for your job and maybe you don't have a lot of B. What can you do, so that you can bring it? It may not be sustainable forever, but you can have some tools to make that be a good experience for you and for the organization. So they go away with a good feeling, and they're glad that they've taken the class, and their evaluations are always good.
One of the things, now you'll have to correct me if I'm incorrect in this, but I think when one of you had attended certification, Cindy, is it that you mention or you post people's score on the intranet for within the hospital so that you can see what each person's result is?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit more about that strategy, why you're doing it, and the benefits of that.
Oh, sure. I let them know when we first come into class, they have a stack of books in front of them that I think is a little daunting at first. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a little name tint there that they'll put on. And through the class, as they determine their scores, we write those on the name tint as well so that we can share them with each other. And we use them, kind of use it as an example. Okay, now we understand all these areas here. So how do we use this? How do we use it? If a patient were to come into the hospital right now, who's going to be that person who is going to take charge and call out the orders? There's your B person right there. And so we kind of talk about, and then our C person is going to make sure all the paperwork's been done and all the tools are lined up. And our I person's going to be taking care of that patient and petting them, making sure they're all right. And then you wonder, how does an A person fit in the hospital? And there are charismatic people that are going to get others on board, and they know everyone in the hospital, and they know how to get a hold to radiology really quick, and they can go out and meet the media if the media's out there or the family members. And so we need all people of this team in order to have such a fine and efficient team. So by us collecting these scores and having them out on our intranet site where you can, and I show them where they can go and see them, they'll see a list of all the scores. And I just use a spreadsheet, put their name in there, their scores, and then I also have a column where, just what they come out as, the IC or the CI or whatever it is, their result. And so I have that column there that would be sortable. So if you were going to plan an event, say, and you needed to create a team, that you need someone good in all of our elements here. So you can go out and you can see what the different scores are so that you can pull some people to create a good, efficient team, get work done.
Now, do any of the members use that as part of their meetings with other individuals and engaging people that they don't know so much? Do you encourage them to take a look at that so they can understand their colleagues quicker and faster?
Sure. Well, during the class, I will show them where they can go and see these scores and where their scores are going to go and how to use it. Now, whether people actually do that, I don't know.
So the opportunity is there for them.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect some do, but the degree by how many do it afterwards is it's unknown at this point.
Right.
So when we're thinking about, you know, the CRG tools and the personal style indicator, job style indicator, and the PSI in-depth, what is it that you see that's so attractive about the CRG tools? There are many tools that are out there or assessments mm-hmm. out there. In your opinion and with your colleagues, what is it about the CRG, the personal style indicator, and the models you're talking about that you appreciate as a professional developer?
Well, I can't say that it's like the best tool ever. I've not really used all the other tools. I have done Myers-Briggs before personally, but I really didn't study it. I just took the assessment and moved on. But I do appreciate CRG's tools because, for one thing, I do like the book, and I just found out that you had another book, and I didn't know that, but Why Aren't You More Like Me is an excellent
book.
That
I rewrote it.
And I think that's great.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to ordering that and getting that on board here. I think it's a wonderful supplement. I like to use one of the examples in there. Is talking about left brain, right brain, and looking at a flower. And so I use that in my presentation. I'll mm-hmm. throw a flower up there, you know, what do you see? And, you know, a left brain person's going to, you know, see all the details, and the right brain just sees that beautiful flower. And so, you know, the whole composite. And so it's fun to use the supplemental information that I gather through the book, or, you know, as I use a tool more and people are comfortable with it, you know, people who have taken it recognize it and understand it, and so we can all kind of be on board with the same terminology. So it's good. Compared to other tools, I can't really say.
But you found the CRG tools to be easy to work with, acceptable by the staff. They engage and understand the information that comes to them. It's not confusing
right.
them.
Yeah.
Excellent. So if you were to kind of summarize your experience with CRG and the tools and the impact that it's had in your organization, and now, I mean, Huntsville has been using it for over a decade, so
mm-hmm.
obviously it must be something positive. Otherwise, why continue, right?
That's
so just to give us sort of a summary, or just sort of in a nutshell, just the benefits and just your overall experience with the tools there as we close.
Well, using PSI, I believe, supports the vision and the mission and the values of our hospital. We want to be one of the best hospitals in America in service, and we want to be able to always be striving for the best. And we have these customer service classes that we encourage people to go the extra mile and do it. Well, you leave the classes and you're all pumped up and you're all ready to go, and yes, we all want to be, you know, the best hospital in America. And then as you get over to your side of the world, you realize, you sit back and you think, oh, well, how do I do that? How is it that I can make that kind of an impact? I'm just one person. So going through using our tools here, our PSI tools, we're able to recognize what our strengths are so that we can comfortably and sustainably use our best and be our best. And if we can work at our best and feel our best and we're happy, then we are going to end up being one of the best hospitals. So it supports what our hospital is trying to do.
Well, I commend you on the work that you're doing there, Cindy, and just the commitment that you have to workforce development, and realize that investing in your team has multiple benefits, from just the teamwork that goes on, but the client care. And you use a word that we use fairly regularly, and that's sustainability. Mm-hmm. And just how can we create and sustain a high level of service and a positive workforce? And I just, you know, knowing you personally now for a little while, mm-hmm. that all our interactions is that your commitment has been 100% towards that. So every conversation is, you know, how can we help the team, the organization, and ultimately have client care be, as you said, mm-hmm. you're in a competitive environment. How can we be the best hospital medical center in the country? Mm-hmm. So that's a great vision to have. So thank you very much, Cindy, for spending the time with us today and helping us to sort of understand how you're using CRG tools and the benefits that you've had using them with your team for over a decade.
Oh, sure. Glad to, and glad to have the opportunity to brag on them a little bit. So thank you.
Well, thank you.